This is a courtesy call back from customer support. My name is Nas. May I please have your email address? I mean, your first and last name and your zip code so that I can locate your account.
Sure. It's first name's Larry. Excuse me. Last name's Fingeret. F is in Frank. Fingeret. And the zip code is 15235.
All right. Thank you for that, sir. One moment. I'm just getting that set up. It's 15327.
What's that?
The zip code?
15235.
Could you confirm that last name for me one more time, please?
F is in Frank. Fingeret. Just put ET at the end of your finger.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And could you confirm the shipping address for me, please?
110 Elizabeth Drive, Pittsburgh.
Hmm.
Yeah, me?
I had an account that looked similar, but the name was different.
I've been getting for a year probably now or more.
I understand. Could I get that first name too?
Larry.
Larry? All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have it here.
Okay.
How can I help you today?
Well, here's my concern. I actually have like 4 boxes. You guys have been sending pretty fast here. I use the professional strength thing, but here's the problem. I've been storing them on top of the refrigerator thinking, well, that's a fairly cool place and everything. I didn't think we should put it in the freezer. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm at the end of my package that I've been using,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes,
so I started opening up all the boxes just because the first one looked cloudy. They're all cloudy. In other words, instead of having that nice pure look that they always have, they're all like cloudy. Are they ruined or are they okay?
Oh, no, they should be fine, sir. That just sounds like something with the gelatin. Yes, sir. If you want. So they were cloudy. When did you get those shipments?
Well, over the last couple months, I guess. You guys, I don't know.
We changed the gelatin. So they're more cloudy.
Really? I thought
yeah.
The whole point of the idea was others that use that stuff have cloudiness. Yours is nice and pure looking. I thought that was the whole point.
Well, it's still pure. It's just I think it's just due to recent gelatin changes. It's got more of a cloudier look from what I've heard. But it's purely the gelatin that they changed, nothing else.
All right, so you're absolutely sure that these aren't, like, ruined from heat or something?
No, sir.
Okay, and you don't really have to put them in the freezer, right? I see on the back, I never noticed that before. Said you could put them in the freezer. I didn't think you want to do that.
You can put them in the freezer. Yeah, it's usually that's what you know, if you want to preserve them a lot longer. But if it's only a couple months, they shouldn't be bad. They take a lot longer than a couple months to go bad.
Okay, so we're talking, you're absolutely certain.
Yeah.
The cloudiness has nothing to do with the purity and the effectiveness.
Yes, sir.
And what's your name again?
My name is Naz, N-A-Z.
N is in Nancy or M is in Mark?
N is in Nancy.
N-A-Z. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help. I had concern when I opened up a box and it was like hey, these don't look right. So I opened up the next box. I was like, hey, these don't look right. What's going on? It's been very hot in Pittsburgh for about 3 weeks now, at least three, four weeks. It's been like 90 type weather. And I'm sitting there thinking, God, are these all ruined now? What's the deal here?
I understand.
You're insisting that the cloudiness is not any kind of form of degrading or whatever.
Yes, sir. That's literally just the gelatin change.
Okay. I'll trust you. I'll keep going. Thank you very much, Matt. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for contacting OMAX Health, and I hope you have an absolutely wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.